We celebrate you. Welcome to Lofty Heights Christian Center, a ministry that exists to raise kingdom influencers. As a church, we emphasize three things: the Word, the integrity of it and its ability to transform, the Holy Spirit, His power and demonstration of the same, and love. Love for God, for yourself, and for others. You are about to experience God's undiluted Word from God's servant. Get ready for a transformation.
In one moment, I want you to say Jehovah is Lord over your life. That sickness is not God. That circumstance is not God. That challenge is not God. That situation is not your God. Your boss is not your God. Jehovah is God. Jesus is Lord. Can you declare it over your life this moment? Jesus is Lord over my life. Jehovah is God over that situation. That situation is not your God. It will not lord it over you. That addiction will not lord it over you. Jehovah is God. Right here in Regina, Saskatchewan, Jehovah is Lord. Jehovah is Lord over my life, over my spouse, over my home, over my family, over my work, over my city. Jehovah is God. Over my province, Jehovah is God. Declare it tonight. It's a declaration of faith. Jehovah is Lord. After that contest between Elijah and the prophet of Baal, Jehovah showed himself as God. He's showing himself as God over your life. In that matter, Jehovah is God. Over your family, that your baby, Jehovah is God. Over that challenge, Jehovah is God. He's God. He's showing himself mighty again tonight. In this night of encounter, Kaya batoko baraba baba baba baba. Jehovah is God. Ola bareko tombra bila bakamba bayata. Sabakata baraba kabra baba. Bareko to bamba baba braketo bokoska baba. Abra baba bombra baya katalayate. Skoboko to breba baba baba babra beba bayanda lata. Sopo kopren babe prabaske abra baba 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 yataya sopo kote bariates kele yako barakaskata sola mada soro boko to braba baba 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 ola bara baba 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 baba. Thank you, Father. Lord, we bless your name. We thank you. This is holy ground. This is the dwelling of the Most High. This is the place where God rules and reigns, and his holy angels are all around. We're in that place of innumerable company of angels. They've taken position all around. And the Lord says to tell you that tonight is striking out every negative report in the name of Jesus Christ. Negative reports and evil records around your life that have trailed you like a dog, that have followed you around, causing disfavors, causing doors to be shut, causing limitations in the exploits that you should be doing in this city. Those evil records are canceled in the name of Jesus. Those negative reports, they are erased in the name of Jesus. That word is for someone here. Immediately after this meeting, you will walk through an open door. The doors that you have been knocking on, and it seems like they are deaf in there, they don't want to open, they will open on their own accord in the name of Jesus. I say it again, every negative report and every evil record that have trailed you, limiting you, impeding your advancement, they are struck out in the name of Jesus. They are struck out in the name of Jesus. They are canceled in the name of Jesus. They are erased in the name of Jesus. Every handwriting written against you handwritings that were speaking against you, handwritings following you around, covering your life like a veil. Those handwritings, by the power and the blood of Jesus, they are erased tonight. Every plant that my Father has not planted, plants of pain, plants of sickness, plants of limitation. It's not only believers that plants, the devil, the enemy also plants. He says, while men were asleep, the enemy came and sowed tares. He came and sowed things while you were not sensitive, while you were not conscious. I want you to decree this and then I speak over you, that every plant my Father has not planted, be rooted out. Raise your voice and pray tonight. Every plant my Father has not planted, growing in any aspect of my life, I command them to be rooted out now. Right now. Right now. Every plant my Father has not planted, plants in my home, plants in my body, plants in my career, plants in my life, plants that do not line up with the gospel, that do not line up with the finished works of Christ, that do not line up with what Christ has achieved on the cross, be rooted out. Be rooted out. Be rooted out. Plants in the night season, plants of pain, plants of sickness, reproach, shame. Kabareko tabande labaya. Kebarakata. Shabababrabata. Barako baba. Baratakatoata. Bayatekoski. Be rooted out. Be rooted out. Be rooted out. Le katayata. Barata basketa. So barababa. Bareko tamba baba. Bareko bambre katayata. Sobolo bariate, shabakata braba baba baba, barakato brabeba, barato atareate keske, kora baba 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 baba, soprekete braba balaba, sabala balaba labaya, sabra baba, saluande kataya. Thank you, Father. Lord, I speak as your oracle tonight. Every evil plant causing pain, causing tears, causing sorrow, that do not line up with what Christ has achieved and accomplished on the cross, right now, right now, right now, every demonic pain, plantings of the wicked, be rooted out in the name of Jesus. That migraine, that backache that you came in with to church tonight, that issue that you have been considering a surgery concerning, I declare, let that pain, that planting be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. It says, that Pharaoh you see today, you will see no more. That Pharaoh that is posing himself as your Lord, you serve that pain, you serve it, that drug and this medication and this hospital visit, you will see it no more in the name of Jesus. I curse that pain in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said to the fig tree, no man eat of thee hereafter forever. And it dried up from the roots. Every pain you came with to church tonight, pains in your body, pains in your emotions, pains in your mind, pains that are running you nuts, I curse those pains in the name of Jesus. He said, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord, because in his presence there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures, not precious, not issues, not challenges. The woman with the issue of blood came into his presence and touched the hem of his garment, and that pressure turned to pleasure. That pain, That reproach, that issue of blood dried up. I declare, let that issue dry up now in the name of Jesus. That stream of pain and sorrow, that challenge that you came with tonight, no one encounters Jehovah and goes back the same. You have come to encounter the living God. I declare, tokens of this encounter, tokens of testimonies, tokens of praise reports, may you go home with them tonight in the name of Jesus. I came all the way to declare over you that a new season with a new song opens up in the name of Jesus. A new season. Oh, I see you singing a new song. Notice what I said. I didn't say I hear you. I said I see you. He said he will put a new song in your mouth. Many will not hear it, they will see it. You're supposed to hear a song. How do you see a song? Because this song is a testimony. It's a testimony, not the kind that you just hear. It's the kind that people will see. The kind that they will see and they will fear and they will put their trust in the Lord. Your results in this place from this meeting will become evangelists in this province in the name of Jesus. You can be a preacher, but your results can also preach. Your testimonies can also preach. They are eloquent preachers. The testimonies of this meeting, the testimonies of you coming into the ark tonight, they will preach in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we thank you for that which you've started already. We know you are not done with us, but for this that you have done, we give you thanks. We give you praise. The Bible says Jesus was teaching and the power of God was present there to heal them. The power of God was present there to heal them. I see someone, you have a challenge in your mind and it's pertaining to your finances. Figures just running, something that has to do with some issue, some debt that is pressurizing you. I declare, in this very province, let a destiny helper rise for you in the name of Jesus. A helper sent by the Lord that will take you out of that pressure and bring into a land of rest. May that destiny helper arise in the name of Jesus. Jesus said to Peter, go to the sea, cast your hook in the sea. The first fish that you catch, remove the coin from his mouth and use that coin to pay for your bill and my bill. Those bills that have mounted pressure on you. A fish is reminiscent of a man carrying your coin in his mouth. The Bible compares men to sheep, compares men to fish. It says we should go and be fishers of men, which means there is a man that is with your coin in his mouth. There is a man that has those resources that belong to you in their coffers. I declare, let there be a supernatural transfer in the name of Jesus. Supernatural transfer in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we thank you. Ah, your word says, no word of God shall be void of power. None shall be void of power. None shall be void of power. Lord, as we receive your word tonight, may your word usher into our lives that new season you have spoken of. May our lives never be the same again. We thank you and we bless your name. Once again, I declare, someone is still having migraine. I curse that migraine in the name of Jesus. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus. It's gone. It's gone. Celebrate the Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, we praise you. We thank you. We worship you. We vow to give you all the glory. We vow to give you all the praise. We vow to return with our thanks, bringing in our sheaves with us. In Jesus' matchless name, we have prayed. Can you celebrate the Lord tonight? Before you take your seat, I want you to please help me honor and celebrate the apostle over this ministry. Please, can you celebrate? Is that how you're going to celebrate your pastor? Please, can you celebrate Pastor Teju? Let me tell you something. The Bible says, count worthy of double honor those who labor in word and in doctrine. This man labors in the midnight hour, praying and interceding. This man stays awake, fasting and praying, laboring over this house, speaking words over our lives, trusting God to be accurate in the spirit, and comes to deliver the word to us. You know, the way a preacher puts a message together is quite more elaborate than the way a woman looks for ingredients in the market. She picks this and picks that, and then she waits, I've forgotten something. She goes back and picks this, and then she pieces them together, and as a good chef, she, you know, brings out a fantastic meal. You enjoy the meal. You come here, get the word, and go home every Sunday and every midweek. Can we celebrate this man of God tonight? Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's such a joy to be here tonight. I'm so grateful. And you are a powerful people. You've been well taught. You pray very well. And I'm so excited to be here. Can you celebrate your neighbor to the right and to the left? And you may please take your seat in God's presence. Amen. I know I said all that I said earlier on, because the Lord said to me, from here, the gospel will sound out to the entirety of this. This is West, right? Western Canada. The entire Western Canada. From here. So what is going on here is not limited to this place. From here. And the Lord gave me a scripture for that. That from here, there will be a sounding out. That's the word. A sounding out of the gospel. So it's not coincidental that Pastor has been teaching on the gospel for quite some time. Because the gospel is going to sound out from here to the entirety of Western Canada. Amen. It's going to go beyond Regina. It's going to go beyond Calgary. It's going to go to the entirety of this Western Canada. Somebody, are you saying amen? Amen? And you just may be the one that pastor will be sending to some of these provinces. Can you say better? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is worthy to be praised. I'm going to be sharing briefly tonight on encounter. Encounter. All through scriptures, you will notice that no one really amounted to anything until they had an encounter with God. They may have had some things going for them, but until that moment of an encounter, their lives couldn't really count for much. Look at Moses. There was a prophecy over Moses. And that was why, as a little child, his life was haunted. The reason all the deaths that happened to little babies that were boys happened in his time was because of him. The devil was looking for that man who would be the deliverer. And that's why the devil wreaked that havoc, killing every boy. It may have looked like, oh, they just wanted to downsize population, but it was the devil trying to carry out, you know, his havoc ahead of time. It was the same thing in the time of Jesus. They were looking to kill Jesus, and they killed several babies. With that prophecy over Moses' life, you would assume that he would just grow up and he would just start fulfilling God's purpose for his life. But no. He struggled from one thing to the other until that bush burning encounter. That was the encounter that altered his destiny and shifted his climate forever. Prior to that time, he was running a successful business as a shepherd. He was into administration in Egypt. He was doing different things. But after that encounter, his life got direction. And as I sat there, was just meditating and praying, you know, while Pastor Teju was up here, the Lord just said to my, it wasn't just the Lord saying, I saw someone in a maze, like trying to find their way. Seemed like a lady trying to find their way. And the Lord said, I'm going to bring her out of that maze and bring her into the limelight. And the Lord will show you his purpose for your life, because an encounter is coming for you in the name of Jesus Christ. When Moses came to that bush that was burning, He had direction. He had clarity. A lot of things happened to him in that one moment. You know, God moves on earth through three major streams. The first stream is salvation. Once he can get you saved, the next thing he wants to achieve in your life is transformation. He wants your life to be transformed. He doesn't want you to remain where you used to be. And transformation is quite that stream that takes a long while for God to accomplish in our lives, because he needs our minds renewed. He needs us to receive illumination. He needs us to receive direction. He needs us to be exactly where he wants us to be. The third stream is empowerment. Salvation, transformation, empowerment. If you empower an untransformed man, that untransformed man can destroy themselves with that empowerment. Because it's under empowerment you have financial abundance. It's under empowerment you have influence. It's under empowerment you have position. It's under empowerment you have that anointing for signs and wonders. If you have all this and you are not transformed, you will use it against yourself, against God's kingdom, and you will find out that you may even be promoting the devil's agenda because you are not transformed in your mind. And that's why every time we come through the doors of the church and we are taught the word, is so that our minds can be in that place where God can pour his power on our lives and he can use us for greater purposes. And so you see Moses. Moses went through all that he went through in Egypt, and then he got, you know, under the tutelage of Jethro, his father-in-law. And Jethro continued that school of ministry for Moses, showing him some things, teaching him some things. You will notice that Jethro came later on to go and continue that lecture, showing him how to put in place structure now that he had visibility. Transformation is very important. Why am I going this route? Because one of the people I want to show you their encounters is Jesus Christ himself, our Lord. Jesus went up on that mountain called the Mountain of Transfiguration with three of his disciples. And while he was upon that mountain, the Bible says, as he prayed in Luke chapter 9, 28 and 29, the fashion of his countenance was altered. His face lit up like the sun. His clothes became white and glistering. Jesus had an encounter. If Jesus needed an encounter, then it means I need an encounter too. I won't go on with my life without an encounter with the Lord. An encounter that can furnish my conviction. An encounter that can strengthen my faith. An encounter that can give me direction in my life. I won't just be shooting blows like a boxer without direction. Jesus had an encounter to be able to fulfill his purpose on the earth. While he was upon that mount, he met with Elijah and Moses, two persons who had a phenomenal exit from the earth. Elijah was caught away by chariots of fire. Moses' body could not be found. And Jesus was going to go through quite the same things. He was going to be caught up. His body would not be found. His body was buried, but he resurrected again, and he was caught up into the skies. He needed to get the blueprint from them in that encounter. It wasn't only Moses that had an encounter. Like I'm saying now, Jesus Christ had an encounter that aligned things for him. Even though he was Lord, he still went through process so that we can know the pathways to follow. He had an encounter. Something stands out from every encounter, and that thing is called light. Can you please say light? When you have an encounter, one major thing God seeks to achieve in your life is to bring light into your life. I discovered from scriptures, the greatest resource heaven has for the earth is light. When God wants to reach into our sphere and he wants to shift things in our sphere, one major way he does it is by light. In the beginning, darkness was upon the face of the deep. Everywhere was upside down, so to speak. The first thing God said was, let there be light. Light be. Light be. Even when mankind seek to ascend into newer dimensions, the way to ascend is by light. Paul said in Galatians 2 verse 2, I went up by revelation. That's literal, but you can also see it prophetically, that the way to rise up in the spirit is by illumination, by revelation knowledge. Prayer power becomes heightened when you have deeper revelation knowledge. There are people who spend their lives praying, but they're not able to accomplish much. But when you have illumination from God's word, revelation knowledge, your prayer power shifts to a higher dimension. You want to make faster progress, light is important. Do you know that in the night season, when cars are on the highway, it doesn't matter the kind of engine that car has or how beautiful the car is. If the car doesn't have the full light, the car is not so useful. Because the important thing in the night, when it's dark, is for a car to have light firstly, before you now talk about speed or beauty. In this dark world, light is so important. When there is not enough light in your life, you'll be tiptoeing because you don't want to stumble, because you don't want to fall into a ditch. But when there is light ahead of you, you are able to gain speed. You're able to move faster. You're able to lay hold faster. Light is so important. Light is so powerful. When you look through scriptures, you see a lot of effort put in from different servants of God and prophets to bring light to God's people. Light from prophetic words. Light from revelational messages. Light from visions, from dreams. Light from the gifts of the Spirit at work. All the gifts of the Spirit, they are seeking to bring you into greater light. God answers our prayers in two major ways. Firstly, by bringing a counsel. Secondly, by moving with his power. Little wonder the Bible says he is great in counsel and mighty indeed. In Jeremiah 32 verse 19. I'll say that again. When you are talking to the Lord, there are two ways he will answer you. He will either tell you what to do, or he will do something for you. Many times we want him to do something for us, which is his mighty works, his mighty in works, his mighty works. We want him to do something for us, but other times he will tell us what to do, because Christ is both the wisdom and the power of God. His wisdom, his counsel, his mighty works, his power. So those are the two ways God answers our prayers. And those two are powered by light. They are powered by light. When you have more light, you can access more power. When you have more light, you can access better counsel and make wiser choices and make better decisions. Light is so powerful. When you have an encounter with the Lord, whatever kind of encounter you have, it should bring into your life illumination. It should bring into your life light. I'll show you three ways or three kinds of encounter. Three kinds of encounter. The first kind of encounter is an encounter with the Word of God. When we talk encounters, we're not only talking about visionary experiences. The first kind of encounter and the most powerful kind of encounter is an encounter with the Word. You see, some men of God have never seen visions before. I'm sure Apostle can bear witness to this. They've never had dreams before. But the Word of God jumps to them. And when they stumble on the Word of God, that Word brings illumination to their heart, brings empowerment to their lives, and then sets them on the course of destiny. The Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 130, the entrance of your word brings light and understanding to the simple. Let me quickly say something there. Not just the hearing of the word, not just the listening to of the word, not just the proximity of the word, the entrance of the word. It means that word must enter into your spirit for there to be light. The word must enter into your spirit for there to be light. There are two ways the word of God accesses our spirit. It can either access through the front door, which is what most of us know about, or through the back door. The front door is when it comes through your mind, and then from your mind filters into your spirit. When it comes to your mind, it can come to your mind as I'm teaching now, but it may not enter your spirit. Sometimes it will take meditation, or as I teach, the Lord is imparting that light into your spirit, and then it goes through the gateway of your mind and accesses your spirit. But many times as you meditate, you know, the word meditate also means to ruminate. Ruminate is from that word ruminant, that ruminant animal. Ruminant animals have more than one stomach. They could have two or four. When they take in food, let's say weeds or all kinds of grass, it stays in one stomach. But then they regurgitate it and they chew it again. It's called chewing the cud. Then it goes to another stomach. then they regurgitate it again, then they chew it another time, then it goes into another stomach. All that process I'm describing is called meditation. So when the word comes to you, when you listen to a message preached in your church, don't assume you already know that word. You may need to listen to that message maybe like 20 more times. There are messages that I'm sure your pastor can bear me witness that you should listen to maybe like 50 times in a year before you can get the full intent of what God is saying to you in that message. As you listen, something just stands out. As you listen another time, something else stands out. You listen to the same thing, some newer light comes to you. So as you are listening and as you are thinking about it and as you are muttering it, you are getting that light sifting to your spirit from that word. That's the front door. I'll tell you about the back door shortly. But this front door is also very powerful. When you receive a word, a prophetic word, it comes to your mind. How does it get into your spirit such that it becomes one with you and you are able to reproduce according to its kind? By meditation. This prophetic word over our church, this prophetic word over my life, this prophetic word over my family, it has not found expression yet. What is happening? That what is happening is the first level, but the next level is to do something about it by meditating, by praying with it, by raising it up to the Lord, by warring with it. Paul said to Timothy, the prophecies that have gone ahead of you, wage a good warfare concerning them. There was a time, a man of God called John Alexander Dowie, he found himself bearing church member after church member because of the outbreak of the bubonic plague. That plague was wrecking lives in their city, killing people everywhere. And then at a particular time, he had just returned from a certain burial of one of the church members. And as he got into his room, he asked himself, is there no solution to this? He was emotional. And suddenly, light came from Acts 10:38. All along, they had thought that it was God that was plaguing the city. God showed him for the first time that the devil is the oppressor. Jesus is the deliverer. And as that light entered into his spirit, he rose up from there. While still basking in that light, a knock was on the door. There's another church member dying. As he headed to the place, for the first time, he commanded life into that church member, rebuked that disease, and that church member lived. And then the next one, and then the next one. And that was the end of that bubonic plague in their church, killing people. No more deaths because of light. Light from the word. The same scripture he had read. But until light enters your spirit, it looks like you can't really wage war against darkness. Because light is the master of darkness. The light shines in darkness and darkness cannot comprehend it. Tell your neighbor, you need light. Many of us have many scriptures, but we don't have anyone that has produced light in our spirit. It's the one that produces light in your spirit you can use, you can war with, you can accomplish with, you can lay hold results with. Just one scripture was what started out John Alexander Dowie's apostleship. And the Lord used him to heal several people in their thousands from that scripture. Light from one scripture. Light from one scripture. What about the great patriarch of faith, Kenneth Hagin? Mark 11:23. Just that one ignited that, you know, great father of faith ministry and turned him into a colossus all around the world. Mark 11:23. Light from that scripture. Light from that scripture. Once upon a time, a great, you know, man of God went to the hospital. He had waited, you know, for like maybe 2 years. Himself and his wife were not having any, you know, babies. And then they went to the hospital. They ran tests. And this doctor was not so sensitive. He just came out and said to the wife, "You are fine." And then said to the man, "You are the problem." He wasn't even, you know, he wasn't diplomatic about it. And then the wife just held her husband and said, "Don't worry, it's not true." And then the man felt, "It's not true, but I need to do something about it." So as they went home that night, the man got books, got Bibles of different versions and started a school. Started feeding his spirit on every scripture on fruitfulness. As he fed his spirit on those scriptures, suddenly, in the middle of the night, sometime in the wee hours of the morning, light came into his spirit. He felt the presence of God wrap around him. And suddenly he knew he was now potent enough. And he went to do the needful. Amen. After he did the needful, from that day, 9 months exactly, their first son came. Now, you will ask me, haven't they been reading the Bible before? Haven't they been hearing scriptures before? Haven't they been praying before? This is a man of God. But until there is light, the darkness will continue to prevail. You need light from scriptures. And it is the entrance of God's word that brings light. Stay with scriptures. Brood over scriptures. Like a hen will sit over the eggs until they hatch. Sit over scriptures until light breaks out. Once there is light, there is faith. Once there is faith, there will be results. Impossibilities will become possible. Possibilities will become realities. Somebody say amen. Encounter with the word. The second kind of encounter is encounter with the Spirit of God. Encounter with the Spirit of God. This could also be called visionary encounters. It could be an encounter with an angel, an encounter with the risen Lord, an encounter with a saint, an encounter by the Spirit of God. A visionary encounter. This was what happened to Saul. Saul did not have an encounter with the word. He was on his way to Damascus to go persecute Christians. And the Bible says in Acts 9, verse 2 and 3, he saw a light brighter than the noonday sun. That light beamed upon him. He fell from his horse and he began to hear a voice from the glorious majesty. Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And after that encounter with the light, by the Spirit of God, Saul got up. He was blind. He was led away. And that began the story of Saul, who became Paul. He had an encounter with the Spirit of God. What about the two disciples on the way to Emmaus, Cleopas and his friend? They were taking a walk after Jesus' death. And suddenly, Jesus joined them in that walk. They didn't know it was Jesus. And he was talking to them. And he said, why are you guys so sad? He said, are you the only stranger here? Don't you know about a certain Jesus of Nazareth who was acclaimed to be Lord and King, but was killed and crucified? And they were talking to Jesus about Jesus. And Jesus now started talking to them about the entire Bible. And then as he spoke to them, their hearts burned. Their hearts were burning, but there was not enough light yet. Not enough light yet. And then he got them. And then something happened, and I need to show you this. Jesus did as if he was going to leave them. And that's what happens every time. God always wants to woo you into his presence. He wants to be sure you are really interested. He wants to be sure you really want more of him. Like you sing, I want more of you. Do you really want more of him? Or you just want 5 minutes? Or you just want to do 7.5 minutes? I'm rushing to work. Can I just do 15 minutes with you? Or do you want to tarry until he comes? He did as if he was going to leave. And they beckoned on him. Can you just wait with us for one more night? We were enjoying the lecture. We were enjoying the teaching. Can you just tarry with us? It's late. And when he saw that they were really interested, he came back. They will have missed on a major encounter. And he went back. And that's what happens with encounters. You have to tarry. You have to be willing to drink from his presence. You have to be hungry for his presence. And then he went back and sat at meat with them. As he broke the bread, their eyes were opened. It was a visionary encounter right there. As he broke the bread, light beamed upon them. Now, when I say light, I mean understanding. When I say light, I mean revelation. When I say light, I mean spiritual knowledge. When I say light, I mean God shifting your eyesight into a, tuning it in such a way that you are able to see beyond 3D. And see into a new dimension sometimes. Right here, there are angels here, but they are in a different dimension. As you get sensitive and tuned to their dimension, you will see them. You will get their touch. You will experience their move. They are working on some of us, on our bodies. You just walk out and you will look for that pain. You won't find it again. Because all along, as I was teaching, they were working. As we were praying, they were working. You will get back to that challenge and you will realize it's been resolved. Your file has been moved to the place of payment. That long-awaited testimony, it will just come to pass that you will be standing here testifying of God's intervention in the name of Jesus. There are dimensions in the spirit. God can bring that dimension to you, and he can bring you into that dimension. The Bible speaks of Abraham. God visited Abraham and he built an altar there. Some other times, Abraham will build an altar and God will visit him there. So it means God can initiate it. I can initiate it too. I don't have to wait for God. I can go to the Lord and say, God, you are my father. I want to experience more of you. I want to understand this word. This word is for me. Why is it not coming to pass? Pastor spoke eloquently. He prophesied over my life, but I've not seen it come to pass. Instead of blaming pastor and wondering whether God is faithful to his word, take his word back to him. Take his word back to him. Jesus broke the bread. Their eyes were opened and they saw him. A visionary encounter. One prayer I'm going to pray for you tonight is that God will fill you with the spirit of wisdom and revelation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Some of us from tonight, your dreams will no longer be ordinary. Your dreams will be anointed. Anointed with vision, with illumination, with understanding for you to go take your city in the name of Jesus. Maybe you came into this province just wanting to make ends meet, but God wants to make you own a mall. God wants to make you own a thriving business. God wants to give you land in their acreage. The ability, the power to rise up and take that land and possess that possession is resting on you in the name of Jesus. When you are in a moving train, all you need to do is stay committed in that train. You'll be moving forward. You are in a moving church. This church didn't start from here. This church has moved. And it's even moved beyond here. Now in another province. That means your life shouldn't be stagnant. Whatever is causing stagnation, when you are in a moving train, being driven by someone that has been anointed by the Lord, must be of the devil. Whatever hold darkness has had on you prior to now, till this moment, I command a cessation in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible speaks of Elijah. Elijah was praying. He had a prophecy over his life. The prophecy was that he had heard the sound of abundance of rain, but the rain was not falling. You're not the only one that has prophecy over your life that has not come to pass. Elijah had prophecy over his life. It was not coming to pass. And he had announced it. And Ahab was like, I'm waiting for this prophecy. Elijah went to Mount Carmel. And he bowed his knees, put his head in between his knees, and began to agonize in the spirit. Sent his servant to go check the clouds. Sent him again. He was there for like 7 hours. Because each time of prayer was an hour. He was there agonizing until there was an encounter. He saw in the skies cloud like the feast of a man. And then he said, the rain is about to fall. The rain is about to fall. Somebody, you will see that hand again tonight. And that hand will rest on you in the name of Jesus. In a short while, we're going to be calling a few people out and we're going to be ministering to them. As the hand of the Lord comes upon you, our hands are just extensions. I'll be doing that with Apostle Wally. Our hands are extensions of the hands of the Lord. As the hand of the Lord comes upon you, it will give you speed in the name of Jesus. It will heal that sickness in the name of Jesus. Visionary encounters. Encounter with the Spirit of God. The third kind of encounter is an encounter with an anointed man of God. An encounter with a gift in the body of Christ. An encounter with a prophet or a man ordained or anointed by the Lord. Now, this is so powerful. A man can be a covering from the tempest, a preservation from storms. A man. God raises up men. Isaiah 32 verse 2. Can we read that scripture? I want you to see this. Isaiah 32 verse 2. I want you to see this. Isaiah 32 verse 2. A man will be as a hiding place from the wind. A man. And a cover from the tempest. A man. As rivers of water in a dry place. A man. As the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Does that mean God has raised your pastor as one who will be a hiding place from storms? Who, when you come into the ark, God has hidden you from the storms of the city. A cover from the tempest. When you submit to the grace on his life, you are covered from the tempest. When you plug into the words that he speaks, it is like rivers of water in a dry place. A man. A shadow of a great rock in a weary land. A man. God has choice men. He raises them to stature. He makes them a hiding place from the storms, from winds of life. A cover from the tempest. Their words bail you out of circumstances. Their words bail you out of trouble. Their words bring you into life, into strength, into notoriety, into blessing. Wasn't that what happened to the disciples? They were fishers of men. As they plugged under the ministry of Jesus Christ, he raised them to become apostles. And their impact, the world has not recovered from till today. What about the woman with the issue of blood? She was going through pain and storms of life. She had gone to different doctors. They couldn't save her. As she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, she came under that covering from the tempest. Do you know that's what God wants you to be raised as a man in that home? He wants you to be a covering to your family from the tempest. He wants you to be that woman, that intercessor in your entire community that prevents that community from havoc. You shouldn't be in that community and there will be an hurricane that will come and kill people there. You can stand against those onslaughts of the wicked. He wants you to be that covering from the tempest, that hiding place from the storm, that river in a dry place, the one that refreshes people because you are there. That's what God has raised this church has in this province. It's called the ark because it's the place of safety. It's not just called the ark for nothing. It's not just, you know, a cliche. It's the ark, the place of safety from the storm. Safety from the wind. Covering from the tempest. Refreshing from the dryness. Every other tree depends on rain. But this tree is planted by the rivers of water. So while other trees are waiting for rain to fall, when rain is not falling, their leaves dry up and they become naked. But this tree is planted by the rivers of water. The Lord just reminded me of a word now. Someone here, it seems like events that took place in the past made you lose your identity. I saw you, two people, they are sitting together. I saw you like full human being, but your face was blank. Your faces were blank. The Lord is restoring your identity in the name of Jesus. I don't know what kind of identity it is, whether it's financial. You look like you are the shadow of yourself. There was someone you used to be before, but now seems like there's been so many attacks and you've lost that courage to stand up again and to forge forward. Two of you, that identity that makes you who you should be, a man and a woman of stature, is restored in the name of Jesus Christ. Every infiltration of hell, every infiltration of darkness, every infiltration of demons into your life that has caused issues and challenges and loss of confidence and identity, I cut them off in the name of Jesus Christ. A man can be as a hiding place from the storm. A hiding place. Look at the scripture Pastor read earlier in 2 Kings 4. A man, Elisha, the woman was in debt. They were about to take away her two sons. Now, that was an attack against that woman's defense system. Her husband was her initial defense. Now, her two sons, who should grow up to become, hope, confidence and defense. Now, the debtor is about to, the creditor is about to take her two sons away. And she ran to meet a man anointed by God, who was a covering from the tempest, a hiding place from the storm. And sure enough, he covered her from that tempest. Just one word. What do you have in your house? She said, a jar of oil. Borrow vessels, not a few, and begin to pour into the vessels, and that bailed her out of the tempest. Tonight is your night for a bailout in the name of Jesus. An encounter with a man of God. An encounter with an anointed man. The other day, three kings went to meet Elisha. Three kings. This is not just bailing out individuals, now bailing out an entire community. The grace of God upon a man of God can bail out an entire province from attacks of the enemy, from onslaughts of the wicked. Three kings went to meet Elisha. And sure enough, as the psalmist played and the hand of God came upon Elisha, he began to prophesy. And as he prophesied their victory. He prophesied their prosperity. He prophesied their advancement. He prophesied their refreshing because they needed water. Everything they needed was prophesied, and they came to pass just like he said. Tonight, every word being spoken over you, you will see them in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. A man. All through scriptures, you will see men build magnificent things. The temple of Solomon. What about even David? Jesus eloquently spoke of David, the city of the great king, David. A man. Look at the wealth of Solomon, the faith of Abraham. All these are men. Men with dimensions. Look at the fires of Elijah. It wasn't just once, it would have been a fluke. He called on fire again and again and again. Men. But anointed by God, engraced by God. And as much as this refers to a man of God, God is also raising you as a man in your territory, as a man in your home, as a man in your organization. And I'm not just referring to the male gender alone, also the female gender is raising you as a woman of stature, that you will rise up and pray and intercede, and a calamity will shift, and the rainfall of God's blessings will come. A man. Two ways to provoke a divine encounter. Passionate prayers. And passionate praise. Passionate prayers and passionate praise. Aggressive prayers. Heartfelt prayers. And heartfelt praise. Look at Paul and Silas. They were in the Philippian jail. Their legs and their hands were in stocks. They were jailed, they were chained, and soldiers were kept around them, watching guard over them. And as they prayed and sang praises to God, the Bible says there was an earthquake there. Earthquake that is localized to a jailhouse. What kind of earthquake is that? It was sent from heaven. Why? Because God stepped into that place. There was an encounter there. But this encounter was for the prison house to bail out God's children there. Whatever needs to happen to cause every door that is shut against you to open up will happen tonight in the name of Jesus. God visited them in that jailhouse as they prayed. How do I know that prayer was heartfelt? The Bible says the prisoners heard them. They weren't just doing 1 minute with Jesus. They weren't just doing a little talk with Jesus. They weren't just having a little conversation with Jesus. They raised their voices. They raised their cry. It was an outcry. It was an uproar. They raised their praise. As they prayed and sang praises, God stepped into that place. Many times when you have prayed and prayed and prayed, switch to praise. Switch to praise. When you pray, God can send an angel. When you pray, God can send a man. But when you praise God, God don't send any angel. He comes himself. God owns the monopoly of praise enterprises. He comes by himself. He doesn't delegate it to any man. He receives praise by himself. And when God is moving, he doesn't move alone. Guess what? He will move with the men you need. He will move with the angels you need. He will move with the influencers you need into your situation. Tonight, God is stepping into your home in the name of Jesus. Do you want to rise to your feet at this moment? Somebody's faith is stirred up. I want to lay hold of something tonight. Tonight is my night. I didn't come here to just mark attendance. I didn't come to warm the chairs. I came to encounter the risen Lord, the King of glory. Are you talking to the Lord now? Are you talking to the Lord now? I came to experience the risen Lord. I came for an encounter. I will not leave here the way I came. Are you talking to the Lord? Jacob said, I will never let you go unless you bless me. Unless you bless me. Unless you bless me. Unless you bless me. I will never let you go. I will never let you go. I will never let you go. Somebody be like Jacob tonight. Be like Jacob. Be like Jacob tonight. Let it roar out of your spirit. I want illumination in my heart. I want direction in my life. Let that light beam upon my spirit. Beam upon my soul. Tonight is my night. Words may have come to a few people, but I want my own touch. I want my own touch. I will not leave here without my touch. The touch of the supernatural. The touch from the Almighty. Shabakata bramba badaba, ebraba sobre kata bramba, parabanda brokos kebra bela mande. Somebody, are you praying tonight? Rabada bangele bos, skebele boka brastaka, skabareketo brende, skabaria la vaxaliate, ambra biba bobra milataya, rabadangele koskete, ebrabaskele boyate, ambra bayate, reketaria koskila batai, paradligos kambayata. Seketo briande, skabalia vaktalia, reketo bani, rabayaksa, soprande kata, skele gotambi, sopran vile yakteroki, sobara baba. Karia la vuska. Ah, you will not go without pain. You will not go with that issue. You are dropping it on this mountain. You are dropping it on this mountain. That pain, you will look for it, you will not find it again. Aika barasumbra lila, songra bila vaxadita, skobokotombra dila, seketabila vocabriata, sabalagida, kabratiko barande. Somebody, are you praying passionately? Kera balavakasa, kebrandile conte, sekotambe bayata, skabayara valiande, kera bakata brabababababaya. Sekotobro roboke, abra baba baba baba, abra baba baba baba, abra kata barakele bakotabia, bare katarate, poros de kata, tobanina maya. Tonight is my night. Kira bala baya kata, sopra bala baba 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 baba. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Maria la kursi malavata. Avara kete broko sopre degi braba baba 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 baba. Erabata braba kasko brekete bala. Erabake barabata braba. Rakasila bakata brambela. Eraba baba baba braba skataya. Araba baba 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 baba. Erabato bala bakabra. Erakata bala nonde. Erakete baranila. Eraba baba baba. Erakata barakelo boko sieta. Sketo bari axele tonti. Somba la bakele yata. Sababele. Kobambayesi, kolabiasi, seleketo brende, sababaya, arababaya, arebo seketaya, bareko brekate breba, kote brababa so rabababababa zabrabababa braba. There's a stirring in this place. There's a stirring in this place. There's a stirring in this place. There's a stirring. The river of healing is stirring. The river of deliverance is stirring. There's a stirring in this place. There's a stirring in this place. Hallelujah. Someone, you need a touch in your body. You are sick in your body. I'd like you to please step forward. You're sick in your body, or you have a child that has a condition. We'll just pray for you. You'll go touch your child. Please, I'd like you to step forward. You need a touch of the Lord. I'd like you to please step forward. There's a stirring in this place. Bible says when the pool is stirred, the person that jumps in first gets healed of whatever infirmity. Because of the anointing, the yoke is destroyed. Every yoke of pain, yokes of sickness and disease, they are destroyed here in the name of Jesus. Somebody pray, pray, keep praying, keep praying.
Securia, e faraba te liga do brahasa, e caparose liada baha. Come on, press and press and press and press and press and it's a night of encounter. Masete parova, e capaluca zuli catala, asharabatalia rose, e garota, embarote, mande. Barata lika zuli barate Eko farika talia. Press it, press it, press it. God is here. Press it, press it. God is here. Press it. Press and go deeper. You don't do this every night. Go ahead and go deeper. Laka para baba la katabana box. Enfala kupara basore katelia. Deka dodo proho shana mandari araba.
Iranda manda yande langaba.
Media, please display Matthew 8:16. Media, Matthew 8:16. Evaramano koporosia, sharagada baragolobos, makoparosia, lekosa tapala bayaraba, ekoparamante. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon possessed, and he cast out the spirit with the word, and he healed all who were sick. Go ahead and talk to your maker. Go ahead and talk to your maker. That situation must change tonight. Rafa Ruth Riala Batia. Stagnation must cease tonight. Lack of marital settlement must cease tonight. Toiling must cease tonight. Fallopian tubes are open tonight. High blood pressure ceases tonight. Asthma goes tonight. Hero Sakadaba. Mako Poruana Manturiadaba. Hypertension goes tonight. Hepatitis B disappears tonight. In the name of Jesus. Sickle cell turns to AA tonight. In the name of Jesus. Your days of toiling are over. By this prophetic gathering tonight. Place your right hand on your head. Place your right hand on your head. Prophesy over your destiny. Prophesy over your destiny. Maso barabante. Eku sharosa. Ika paluka patalia. Eku ramanamando. Eso baramatalia. Ika pato baramande. If you are watching online, place your right hand on your head. The God here is there with you. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were sick. Men who are demon-possessed, Jesus cast out them with the Spirit. With the word, he healed all of them that were sick. I declare you whole tonight. In the name of Jesus, I declare your child whole tonight. I declare your career whole tonight. I declare your marital destiny whole tonight. Everything missing is restored tonight. By the power of the Holy Ghost, under this apostolic anointing, you experience newness. Negative medical reports, under this apostolic anointing, they are upturned tonight. In the name of Jesus, I declare your heads are lifted up like that of a unicorn. No more toiling, no more toiling. Everyone that encountered Jesus had a testimony. Tonight, receive your miracle. Receive your testimony. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Let him walk through you. Let him walk in you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Cancer is cursed tonight. Ovarian cyst is cursed tonight. Breast cancer is cursed tonight. Insomnia is cursed tonight. In the name of Jesus. The Egyptians you saw before you came for encounter night, you see them no more. The Egyptians you saw, you see them no more. I rebuke the hand of the devil over your affairs. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the hand of the devil over your affairs. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the authority of the Lord tonight, joining my faith with that of my brother, I declare over your life tonight, in the name of Jesus, let the captive of the mighty, let it be delivered tonight. Let it be delivered tonight. Even if you enter that mess by your own hands, by the powers of the Holy Ghost, by the power in the name of Jesus, I bring you out of that doldrum. Get out of that chuckle in the name of Jesus. Varapakuriana Masoti. Press in. You don't do this every night. If you're watching online, this is not the time to slip off. This is not a time to slip off. Maleku Savaria Hekusha Anna Maturia. I declare by the authority in the name of Jesus, newness comes to you. The God with whom there is no distance in the spirit, because you believe that the Lord has called us, that the Lord has anointed us for this purpose. I join my faith with that of my brother. I declare tonight, get out of that doldrum. Tonight, as you lay to bed, you get a sign. It will be a victorious trip in the name of Jesus. Faros Malakupa la Batalia Rabaha, Esona Cole Catalia Rocha, Rede de Gerebosa, Incoparo Faria Dolce, Zagarabosa, Radaragarabosa, Epalo Caposia Taba, Matelia Nos, Icaparo Telia Rabaha. Rejoice in the spirit tonight. Hey, Esa Caparos Lecupara Barabara. Esa Varamana Marabara. Leso Teparos.
We trust God that this ministration blessed your life tremendously. Do share your testimony and experience with us by emailing us at hello@myloftyheightsglobal.org. For more life-transforming messages from our ministry, please visit and subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also stay connected with us across our social media platforms at My Lofty Heights. To give to our ministry, please visit our website. We love you, we honor you, and we celebrate you.